Oklahoma City's number one station for the legends of country. It's 99.7 Hank FM. And speaking of legends, this doesn't happen very often. The Bellamy Brothers are here.
Woo! Good afternoon.
You guys are in town, of course, for the big show tonight with Blake and Trace and John Anderson and all kinds of good folks. I can only imagine how great this show is going to be, right?
It's going to be wonderful, yeah.
But let's talk a little bit about, I've always wondered, when I found out you guys were coming in, I had to know, when did you first know that you liked each other enough, one, to sing together, and how you could sing together?
Well, I'm
still not sure we like each other.
We don't know about that part, but we've always sang together. I don't remember not singing together.
Because your family's musical.
Yeah. And that's
our mother made us sing together. Yeah. We'd have company and she'd get us on the porch and just make us sing.
Well, that's kind of how I grew up, and I've got twins that are five, but I tell you, you guys are way ahead of the game. I feel like I'm not. I've got one hype girl and one that I don't even know if she can even hum a tune yet, but it's easier to start them off a little bit early.
Yeah.
But I don't know, when do you find out if you've actually got talent?
I don't. We're still doubtful about that part.
Yeah, we're still trying to figure that part out.
Well, you come from a musical family, and now you guys are all kind of living together in Florida. How many legends of Bellamy's are there?
Well, we've always kind of lived at the old ranch, our family has, and everybody's always played music. So my two oldest sons are actually living in Nashville now, but they go back and forth to the ranch a lot. But it's just kind of the way we were raised, and we don't really know any better.
We truly don't know any better.
And you don't have any signs of stopping either.
No, we're in too deep at this point.
Well, what in the world made you do a reality show?
Well, that part, that's the best question yet. We're not certain of that at all. We were just experimenting. We were children of the 60s. We have experimented a lot in our lives.
And, you got a lot of stories to tell, I would imagine.
It was just something we were experimenting with, and darned if it didn't turn out successful the first year. So I guess we're stuck with that for a while to see how that turns out.
Well, I can imagine you guys are pretty entertaining.
Well,
our surroundings down at the ranch and everything, it's kind of based out of there. We are traveling with it more now, but it's kind of based out of the ranch, and there's a lot of characters down there.
Our old family ranch has been in our family since 1870.
Oh, wow.
We're not transplants to Florida. We're true natives, and there's very few of them. And they call us Florida crackers. Florida crackers and Georgia crackers. Mm-hmm. And it comes from the old days of working cattle in the woods when it was so swampy with the cowboys with their whips, cracking whips. That's where that term came from. And Florida crackers are a very strange breed.
for really good reality TV. Yeah.
Most people will deny that they're Florida, but we're proud of the fact.
Yeah. You talked about cattle. I grew up showing cattle, and I know you guys have Brahmas. What drew you to that? I grew up showing Keys, Maines, and Angus, and now Herefords are the big thing. But Brahmas are not really that popular to show.
Yeah. Well, our family actually always had Brahmas.
Yeah.
We had them going way back.
We need entertainment, too. So when we pen them, we get a lot of entertainment.
Need something to tear the fences down.
Can you ride them? Because they've got that hump.
Well, you can.
Do you?
Yes, it's hump day every day when you've got Brahmas.
That's right. Well, let's talk a little bit about, you guys have been on the show with Blake and Trace. How in the world, I know that Blake did one of your songs, so I'm assuming that's how you guys got to know each other, but how did you end up on the tour?
Well, we've known Blake for a long time. Actually, with Trace and John, too. John, he comes from right down the road.
He's a Florida boy.
Where we live, over there. But we've known Blake a long time. And, we always say we knew him when he had a mullet, And
you knew everybody when they had a mullet.
Yeah,
you had a mullet.
Including ourselves.
We still have our mullet.
Exactly.
So we just sort of became friends right away when we met, and always have kind of stayed in touch, over the years.
Blake's first line to David was when he said, "Hey, I do Redneck Girl in my show every night." And David said, "Well, so do we."
And I might do it better.
But it's always been, kind of a friendship there. And he mentioned a couple of years ago, he said, "I'd like to go take you guys out on tour sometime." And I said, "Hey, yell at us, So sure enough, last year he did. And, put this thing together. And it was really good timing because we were just fixing to sign off on an Australian tour to go to Australia for this whole spring. And
That promoter's still mad with us.
And that came in, and so we kind of canceled that, pushed it back in the next year.
We passed up a trip to Fiji
Yeah, for Blake
Shelton. Yeah, Oklahoma.
Right? I tell you what, though, but it's got to be kind of cool having a whole new genre of new country music
fans
here in the Bellamy Brothers.
It's amazing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We don't get too excited at this point in our life. It's dangerous.
Right.
But, you know, we're quite excited about this tour, really are. You know, Blake's really an old soul.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's a
hugger, too.
Yeah, he is. He's just, he's a very... Yeah, we call him a modern-day Rogers, you know, the old Oklahoman Will Rogers.
Yeah.
You know, he's like a modern-day Will Rogers.
Well, let's talk about your new CD, because this is exciting. I mean, you've had a million hits. You've been around a while. You've done about everything there is to do. You've written books, and now a new CD. Let's talk about that. What inspired the newest one?
Well, we always keep a few songs going on. You know, we have the studio down there at the ranch in my front yard.
And, that makes it handy.
Yeah. We can go out in our pajamas and record and do sometimes.
Yeah.
But everybody thinks that the tour and the reality show and the album is some grand plan, but it actually just sort of accidentally all happened at once.
We've never had a grand plan.
Because we were working on this album, you know, we were recording songs here and there when we were off the road. And working on it, when we got the call for the tour, and then when the reality show started doing well, so we went ahead and got the album finished up like we liked it, and so it comes out tomorrow, actually.
That's going to be an exciting, it's an early Valentine's Day present, right?
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Well, we're sure glad to have you guys with us. I'm so glad that we're mixing some of the new guys, some of the older guys, some of the even older guys, and all bringing it together, because if you're a country music fan... You love it all.
I think
it's
that's.
All good.
I think that's really where it's at. Yeah. Hey, are we the even older guys?
No.
I know we're in that category. Yes, we.
We appreciate you guys being with us today. I know it's going to be a great tour. But the last question I have: who would win in arm wrestling, Trace Adkins, Blake Shelton?
Oh God, I have no idea.
They're both giants.
Yeah, they're both freaks. They really are.
I'm not sure where I put my money.
Trace has a deeper voice. I know that. I don't know what that means.
Well, Trace
means
has been shot.
Yeah.
A couple of times.
Yeah, yeah. So, that'd cause you to have a deeper, depending on where you got shot.
Well, exactly. And he might be a little meaner.
Yeah,
I don't know.
He never acts like he's happy. Blake says he's always happy inside, but he just can't show it.
Well, I agree with that. His face, he's always got like a poker face all
there
the
you
time.
Go.
Well, thank you guys so much for stopping by. I know it's going to be a great show tonight, so I'll let you get started and get some rest and get ready for a hell of a performance.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.